Alaska military veterans testified yesterday at listening sessions in Kenai and Fairbanks about problems accessing federally funded health care benefits. As KUIC's Dan Bross reports, they shared concerns specific to the Veterans Choice Act, as well as more general issues about working with the Veterans Administration.
Alaska U.S. Senator and Veterans Affairs Committee member Dan Sullivan organized the in-state listening sessions in light of what he describes as Alaska-specific problems with the Veterans Choice Act passed last year.
The Choice Act, ironically, in many ways was based on the model of Alaska, meaning to allow veterans to access health care outside of the VA system, Native Health centers, other centers, and to provide flexibility. The irony is that when it was implemented, it started to cut off funding for those very programs in Alaska.
Sullivan and a team of Veterans Administration officials heard from numerous interior vets, many of whom, like Marine and Army veteran William Fisher, lamented general problems with the VA healthcare system, like basic inability to even reach the agency. Fisher says he spent the last week trying to get through.
I was on the phone approximately 1 to 1.5 hours each time. I purposely chose to call in the morning once, lunchtime, and in the evening, different times. They are always swamped. When you get through, half the times you get hung up on. The other half of the time, the people you talk to can't give you a straight answer.
Fisher says the situation has left him with unpaid medical bills.
I have a bill now that's about a year old. I still get these nasty letters. Now they say within the next 7 days, if I don't respond, it's going to collection agency.
Other veterans like John Taylor of Salcha pointed to issues specifically related to the new Choice Act program.
The main difference is if you want to speak to a doctor, if you want to have a blood test, if you have to have a procedure like a colonoscopy, you have to have it approved by Choice first. If you don't get it approved or the approval doesn't go through, they will cancel you.
Alaska Native Veterans Association President Benno Cleveland addressed a basic communication gap between Alaska veterans and the VA.
We have a many tremendous amount of veterans that are out in the villages. Not only do we have Native veterans out there, we have other veterans out there from all walks of life and all cultures. And we speak English, but we don't speak your English. Our English is a little different and has different meanings. So when we try to tap into the VA and everything else, it's frustrating not only on the veterans, but it's also frustrating on the VA.
Cleveland suggested funding training for some Alaska veterans who could help others navigate the system. Recently appointed VA Health Undersecretary David Shulkin assured veterans their concerns are being heard.
I'm not committed to the old way the VA is doing things. I am committed to fixing this to make sure that this works for you and for veterans around the country.
The Alaska listening sessions were held in anticipation of a formal Senate Veterans Affairs Committee field hearing on the Choice Act happening Tuesday in Eagle River. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.